Good morning. You listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest from Germany is Karl-Heinz Schultz, a patent holder for some technology in the tile market, who's working with Leco, a Swiss firm. Karl, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. Thank you very much, Kemp.
I was very impressed with what you showed me in Germany at the Domotex Hanover show. I want to talk about that. I go to that show every year to see new innovations, and you had some of the most innovative technology there as it relates to the installation of ceramic tile. The Domotex show is not a tile show. Chersai is the global tile show, so it was interesting that you were at this show. But you've got two products I want to talk about. You've got dry tiling, and you've got Ceraclick. You're the patent holder for this technology. Let's talk first about dry tiling. Dry tiling is a process where tile has a cork substrate added to the back. It does not have to be thin set installed. You can just lay it down. You actually showed me a video of products being installed, and it increases the speed, and also it makes the installation process easier. Is that right?
That's absolutely right, because, you know, either in the U.S. or in Europe, skilled labor is a basic factor, and we don't have it anymore. So we need to get new people in place to install ceramic tile. Mm-hmm. The tilers here in, let's say, Germany or German-speaking countries are very clever and making much money because they know there is not enough people to do the job. Mm-hmm. So the tile industry can't grow anymore.
Yeah.
With tri-tiling technology, we make it simple and easy, and every kind of handcrafter or handworker is able to install that kind of tiling.
Yeah. I mean, you still have to make the substrate level, so there is some prep work that you have to do. But once you have the substrate prepared, this product, you know, cuts like most tile, but does not have to be put in a bed of thin set. And then once it's installed, you just grout it, and you're able to get on it, right?
Absolutely right. The process is just putting the tiles down, put it together, and then to grout the joint. That's it. It's very easy and simple and very quick. With this patented system, we make sure that there is no health problem, there is no special kind of security needed for the mortar or so on. It's a very simple and easy material. It's water-based.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So the installation, once complete, is a waterproof installation, isn't it?
It's right. It's waterproofed, and it's same kind of usage you can use for every kind of ceramic tile application. Mm-hmm. There is no difference.
Okay. All right. It really was amazing. You have to almost see it to believe it. The other process that you were introducing was a product called Ceraclick, and this is actually a click system. The tile is attached to a waterproof substrate that has a unilin profile in it, and it clicks together. You're calling it Ceraclick, C-E-R-A-C-L-I-C-K. Tell us about that.
Ceraclick is a major application for, let's say, a little bit more uneven surfaces, or for heavy-duty applications, mm-hmm. because of its double security in the substrate. It's on the one side, it's a click system in combination with a waterproof carrier, and on top the ceramic tile, so it makes it very stable, and we don't need to put anything else below. This is a major application for, let's say, the heavy-duty demands, and tri-tiling application is much more for medium and lightweight applications. That's a difference for the both systems. But basically, we do the same. It's a quick and easy installation, usable for all kinds of handcrafters.
All right. There's going to be 1,000 questions, I'm sure, when people hear this. But fundamentally, you've come up with these two systems because it speeds up the installation. It also does not require the same level of skill set and training of an installer. So in addition to saving time on how long it takes to put the floor in, you don't need as qualified an installer. Is that right?
Yes, right. Here in, let's say, in Europe, we are using also painters, floor layers, mm-hmm. any kind of installers. Even simple contractors can do the job. Mm-hmm. And so it will speed up the opportunities in the building industry, and we reduce the frameworks for the architects and for the designers significantly.
All right, so after they pay you for your intellectual property, obviously it increases the price of the product just a little bit, but it decreases the cost of installation because of the speed and the skill level required, so it's an economic advantage, isn't it?
Yes, right. For the end user, it's at the end the same. It doesn't really matter for him, because on one side we speed it up, on the other side we keep it simple. The end price for the end user, it's absolutely the same. Here in our region, it's about 800 to 100 euro per square meter, even if it's tri-tiling or standard installation. But we have some technical advantages like sound absorption and other things, so it's the same level.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so by adding either the cork on the dry tiling system or the waterproof profile that clicks, you actually increase the thickness of the overall floor. Tell us about that.
On one side, we have the cork with the tri-tiling system. That's the same thickness as you normally have with the mortar or glue.
Yeah.
So it really doesn't matter. It's no big difference. Mm-hmm. On the other side, with the Ceraclick system, it's a little bit more. Mm-hmm. But in case we have, let's say, special requests for a stable subground and for stable construction, then we need a little bit more material that's going to carry the load. Uh-huh. That's the reason for that. Okay. At the end of the day, we believe that it really doesn't matter if it is 3, 4, or 5 millimeter more than a standard ceramic tile, if it's carrying the load that's necessary.
Mm-hmm. All right. If people are interested in seeing more about this, how do they get a hold of you?
LECO are in the U.S. They have a production facility in Neenah, Wisconsin, and starting production of dry tiling in the middle of this year, so we are prepared to support the American market as well with all the systems.
Would you say this is a DIY system, or does it still need a professional installation?
I guess in the first instance it's a professional installation. Maybe in the future, when there are, let's say, knowledges in the market how to do it, then you should also go for DIY. But in the early beginning, we should start with the professionals in the market, because markets need to learn. We need to do projects and to see how it is working. And in the second instance, maybe after 2 or 3 years, it's also for the DIY, because I know they want a system like that. But I know from previous times when I worked for USG in America that first is professional and second is DIY. Then things are working.
Okay, Carl. Thanks for telling us about this innovation. Again, been talking to Carl Hein-Schultz, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaDaily.net.